Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we uplift your soul and mind and spirit by teaching of God's Word.
Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and we're going through my book, Biblical EQ, How to Be an Emotionally Intelligent Christian, How to Be a Great Leader, Great Parent, and Great Pastor. And today we'll be looking at the connection between your body, your emotions, and your spiritual life. Again, we'll be looking at the connection between your body, your emotions, and your spiritual life. Before we do that, let's pray. Father in heaven, we ask that great wisdom will come forth today, and that your word will be magnified, that Jesus will be magnified, and that everyone who listens to this broadcast will leave with God's glory bouncing up and down inside them, giving them hallelujahs and praise to the Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, what are we talking about? We're talking about the problem that you are a physical being. It's not a bad problem, but sometimes it is. You have a body with which God acts in this world. You are his hands, you are his feet. Your body is the way that you express love and encouragement and all sorts kinds of things in this world. You're not just a spirit floating around in midair. But in this fallen world, our body can affect our emotions a lot. There's a lot of connections between our brain and our emotions, between our physical body and our hormones and our emotions, between things that we eat, drink, exercise, don't exercise, muscle pains, physical pains, and all the rest, and our emotional states, and then a connection between our emotional states and our spiritual life and our ability to get along with other people. Well, here in Virginia at the moment, I'm recording in late April, but you'll hear this in the middle of May. I'm recording in late April and it's allergy season. Pollen's everywhere and everyone is miserable and grumpy and our eyes are swollen up and we're sniffling and we don't want to go outside and we're trying to put on masks because we don't like all these allergies. And the emotions are generated by the chemical reactions to the allergies, don't they? We don't feel good when we're slammed with allergies. And so we feel stressed and distressed and out of sorts emotionally because we're being hit with allergies. And that can happen when you get a flu, and it can happen much more seriously when you've got something like a heart condition or something like that. And that can really swing people's emotions. Not only can disease mess with our emotions, but our food intake. Some people have substances like MSG that really throws them for a loop, or even some prescription medication may not suit them, and they have that prescription medication, they have a huge emotional reaction or mood swing. You'll see a lot of prescription medications have side effects, mood swings. If you have those mood swings, go back to your doctor or pharmacist and get a medical opinion on that medication that you're taking. I'm not a doctor. I don't give medical advice. So you need to see the professional people if you think that's going on for you. But our bodies are chemical things, and chemicals can throw us. Obviously, alcohol can give huge mood swings. It can make people up and make people down. And, of course, recreational drugs and even caffeine. I knew a person who was a real caffeine addict and had four quad espressos to get going. And I spoke to that person quite firmly and said, I think you've got caffeine poisoning, not that I'm qualified to say that. But he eventually gave up the coffee and his massive headaches went away and he felt a lot better. So sometimes we can have an emotional effect. We can become wired. We become anxious if we have too much caffeine in our system. And so our bodies affect our emotions, then our emotions affect our spiritual life, our relational life, and everything else. So, for instance, there's drugs like PCP, which I believe makes people violent. And people are arrested by the police, and the police dread dealing with PCP addicts. So they take this pill, it makes them feel great, but it makes them crazy, violent, and impossible to handle, as does that drug Captagen that the terrorists take. These drugs have a profound effect on people's emotions, on people's morality, on their conscience. And so here we find that the Captagen particularly erases any sense of humanity. They can be incredibly cruel on these methamphetamines. And so we need to realize that a person's spiritual life can be profoundly affected by their physical life, by their hormones, by the things in their bloodstream, and by the diseases that they're going through. Things like arthritis with its crippling pain can affect people emotionally and indirectly spiritually. And we're going to talk about that over the next couple of weeks. In the next program, we'll look at the mind-brain problem, which is a great philosophical problem, but it's also a great spiritual problem. So what are the promises in the Bible that we can have some victory over the wild things that our body does to us in teenage years and other times and hormonal swings and midlife and all that kind of thing, where our body just messes us up? So there's a couple of promises. One is Romans 8:11, that the Spirit will renew our mortal bodies. That's Romans 8:11. It's primarily talking about the resurrection, but it's also talking about the power of the Holy Ghost to change our human bodies. Just as the Holy Ghost is present to heal, he's also present to renew our mortal bodies. Just as Moses, who was phenomenally in the presence of God all the time, was a very healthy person right up to the moment the Lord took him. So he was clear of mind and clear of eye and strong of belt all the way up till he was 120 years old. So that was the work of the Holy Ghost on the body of Moses. And we see people's faces shining, Jesus transformed on the Mount of Transfiguration. We see the Holy Spirit has a physical effect on our life to heal us, strengthen us, and bless us. The other promise is that if we walk in the Spirit, we will not carry out the lusts of the flesh. And we find that in Galatians 5:16 through to 26, where it talks about how the Spirit and the flesh battle each other, and the works of the flesh are all these awful things like idolatry, sorcery, enmities, and strife, and the fruit of the Spirit are all these things like love, joy, peace, and patience. So when the body, the lusts of the body, the cravings of the flesh, our wild, out-of-control emotions are brought under control through being filled with the Spirit, then we can bring our bodies under control, under submission to God. Paul said he beat and pummeled his body to bring it under submission to the Lord. Our bodies have to be crucified with Christ. That's our fleshly. I'm not talking about whacking nails into our hands and feet. But our carnal nature needs to be crucified with Christ. We need to put to death the flesh and all its lust. And we crucify the flesh and its desires spiritually. When we're born again, yes, that's a start. When we're baptized with the Holy Ghost, that's another big thing. When we're filled with the Spirit every day, yes, that's part of it. But also, we determine with our will on a day-to-day basis that we're not going to let the flesh rule. We're not going to let our bodies conquer us, even if our bodies are going up and down. So we could be in the middle of allergy season here, and we can be still determined to praise the Lord. We can still be determined to be filled with the Spirit. We can still be determined that the allergies will not make us grumpy, irritable human beings who are impossible to get along with. And so I can have my allergies, my wife has her allergies, and yet we can be pleasant to one another because we have the Holy Ghost in our life. We don't have to give in to the physical situation that we're going through. We can instead rely on the Lord to give us a new set of emotions, to give us a renewed life where our bodies don't dominate over us. Now, at the same time, we need to be a little bit kind to our bodies, and we need to not abuse them. So if you're abusing your body in some way with drugs or alcohol or overwork or stress, you need to go and get some rest, get some sleep, get some food, have a holiday, and start treating yourself kindly and well. Because God's given you that body. It's his instrument. It's his holy temple. You're a sacred site. Your body's going to be resurrected from the dead one day. The body you've got now will be resurrected and transformed, just as Jesus' body was resurrected and transformed with the nail prints in it. It'll be your body, but it'll be a glorified version of your current body. Your body's the seed. It will be a glorified version of it. But this body has a future. It will come out of the grave one day. Glory be to God, who will resurrect us from the dead. So your body is precious to the Lord. Your body is for the Lord, and also the Lord is for your body. That's 1 Corinthians 6 and about verse 19, 17 to 19, somewhere around there. So God loves your body. He wants you to keep it in good shape, and he wants you to not abuse it with too much salt, too much sugar, eating things that send you out of whack, to give you diabetes and things like that. You should take care of your body, and in doing so, you're taking care of your emotions and your spiritual life. Now, one thing about stress, and we'll talk about stress a lot in this radio series, but if you're doing too much that's too complex and it's rushed into a too short a time period, you will experience great stress. Your brain can only take so much, and every time it has a thing, it's like a little red flag that goes up, and the next little red flag goes up, and a third one and a fourth one. So if you're doing too much, you've got too many red flags up. If it's too complicated, if they're very difficult things like filing your taxes or this or that, then a lot of red flags go up because you're overwhelmed by the complexity of it all. You're not used to that. It's not something that you find easy to do, unless you're an accountant or something like that. So the complexity jams you up as well. And finally, if you've got to rush things, then your body doesn't cope well at all. It doesn't like being speeded through things that it's not ready for. We find that our spiritual life can be greatly damaged by being in a hurry. When you're in a hurry, what goes first? Your patience, then your kindness, then your gentleness, then your self-control, your love, and all these fruit of the Spirit, they evaporate once you're in a hurry because your body can't cope and your emotions can't cope. If you're too much in a rush, if you're overscheduled all the time, if you're under pressure all the time, you will be spiritually out of sorts. And I think it was Martin Luther who said, hurry is not of the devil, hurry is the devil. And you need to slow down, give your body and your mind and your spirit time to catch up with life, spend some time in the morning having a quiet time, ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and be determined that you're not going to let your body and its emotions, its effects on you, ruin your life. Don't let it take over. Instead, keep your body under the Holy Ghost. Remember that your body is a vehicle for God. It's not a vehicle for self-indulgence. It's not a vehicle for immorality. It's not a vehicle to be filled up with all kinds of poisons and toxins. Keep a diet that's healthy and good and works for you. I'm not going to be prescriptive about what you should eat and what you should drink, because the Bible gives you a great degree of freedom in that area, but be healthy in what you do. Be healthy in how you live. And don't let things swing you out to wild emotional ups and downs physically. And if you know something throws you off, something that throws you off emotionally, don't do it. Walk away from it and make sure that your body, your emotions, and your spiritual life are lined up and working together. Crucify the flesh and its lusts. Put your body under control and under discipline, and then your body will produce good emotions, and you'll have a great spiritual life. Praise be to God. This is John Edmiston signing off with Uplifting Moments, and you can find my book at biblicaleq.com. Biblicaleq.com. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.